disgusting. Disorderly contact by bodily fluids or excrement knowingly caused, assault on a peace officer, guard, fire personnel, EMT.
He's a real winner.
Wild weekend.
Sunday.
Pat. Were you on?
No.
I think that was done at the PD.
Huh?
I think that was PD.
Oh, I'm sure, but it's
like... Are we ready? We're live.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
September 3rd, 8 o'clock, Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy.
Yes.
Vicky. Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
You.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections that anybody's aware of? If not, 4-H'ers.
I'd like to introduce, we have two state 4-H ambassadors.
Good morning.
So not only are they 4-H's of Barnes County, but they also represent state 4-H as well. So we have Alyssa and Chesney Thompson.
Hi.
And we're here to ask if you guys would be willing to proclaim next week as Barnes County 4-H Week. So we are planning to kick off on Sunday with the recruitment event and then also have the display up in the museum again all week. So, I have the Buelow family as well. So we're up.
Good morning.
And what's with the family?
The Buelow family.
Yep. They're also part of our 4-H too. And then do you want a copy, Bill, of the
package? Sure.
Okay. Can I sign it for that?
Yeah. As long as you guys approve it.
I don't know. I got to think. I'll come back next week.
So I don't listen.
There's someone else coming in.
Do you mind reading what we're asking? Proclamation.
Whereas since 1902, America's 4-H program has served the youth of our nation, emphasizing the importance of the head, heart, hands, and health. And whereas 4-H is the youth development program of North Dakota State University and is implemented locally by Barnes County Extension, along with the help of 4-H volunteers, who are outstanding men and women in their communities. And whereas youth who participate in 4-H achievement positive youth development outcomes based on opportunities for supervised independence, a sense of belonging with a positive group, a spirit of generosity towards others, and a wide variety of opportunities to master life's challenges. Whereas almost 60 youth that participate in 4-H activities and 20 volunteers honor a tradition of youth-led adult-guided programming. And whereas young people in 4-H are nearly four times more likely to be engaged in their communities, two times more likely to pursue healthy behaviors, and two times more likely to engage in science, technology, engineering, and math STEM programs outside of school than their peers.
I'd move to make next week Barnes County 4-H Week.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Sean?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Thank you. Can we get a
picture? Where do you want to be back here?
Can we get a picture with you guys as a
commission? Oh, for God's sake. Come on.
I think we have to stand this time.
That's not a safe
No, last time you guys all came in and then we just take them around behind us.
So we got to bring the chair over?
Yep.
All right.
And pile in behind us.
All right, Sydney, you got a pile over here, too.
Yep, that's
all right, then I'll continue.
You guys can come around if you want, some of you.
Come around.
I forgot my word.
Oh. You should be ashamed.
I love the green, guys. The greens are great.
No, no. Get over here.
Good thing we haven't gave raises
over. Come on up here. I like people. You can be between me and Cindy.
Okay. You can be scared of where we are.
Have a good week, guys.
Good job,
guys.
So I scared everybody? Is that what you're saying?
No,
all right.
Just now that
one
little boy.
One line, don't you?
I love the green.
You're chairman on one and mine on the next.
You got out of what, 5 minutes
of
school?
I don't like a snowboard.
Not even yet. Have a good week,
You've
guys.
You've signed more proclamations than I have.
Hi.
We'll leave it like that. You know where
so
I'm at if need
roster,
be.
I got the roster, but how many are in there?
29.
Where'd you get that from?
At the very bottom, 26. I lied.
Julie,
oh, okay.
She should have a copy with our everything we do.
Okay. So, yeah. You have a signature?
Okay. I'm at the bottom.
This is total.
Total population. Thank you.
Okay, 20,
how ecstatic. 26.
Jess, come on up.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'll be quick.
Yeah, she says that now.
Oh, yeah, she always does that.
Okay, so we when we redid our emergency preparedness plan, we decided that we were going to do fire drills every year, tornado drill every year, and then every other year we're going to do like an options-based training with PAT. But this year we're going to go with this company, or they're not a company, it's CISA. They're the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency that they work kind of through the state. They came and did that report on like the keys and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So they do any training for free. It's all free. So they're going to come in November 20th and do a de-escalation and personal safety training for Barnes County Courthouse staff. And it's going to be Wednesday, November 20th. They're going to offer it two times that day, so we don't have to close it all. Each office can decide, you know, it's. I don't know if you guys want it mandatory. That's up to you. You guys
I would think so.
Yeah, why not? It would help. Because
so make sure
a lot of people are talking, you know, that they have angry people coming in their face.
Yep.
This would be great, and since it's free.
So every office, I'll send out an email after today, or after the meeting or whatever, and put that in everybody's books. I'll have a sign-up sheet so we can make sure everybody comes. But they're going to offer it at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. down in the OPS room in the basement. So, and his name is Ken Grishin. I think that's how you say it, Grishin. So I've met him, and he's very friendly. And it's, he's doing this. I sent it to you guys on
Yeah, the PowerPoint
Friday.
Presentation. Yep. It was interesting.
Yep, so that's what they're going to he's going to kind of base it on the same thing. He'll just change it to Barnes County rather than Ransom County. But a lot of counties have been using him for stuff lately, so.
Okay. So we're having a mandatory department head meeting after this. So maybe you want.
We'll I can when I say my
spiel.
Stuff. Yep.
And we'll reiterate it, right, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'll, like I said, I'll make sure I have sign-up sheets. And that's why we're offering it twice. Then we don't have to close. I know in the past when we've done stuff up in the courtroom up with Pat, I think we closed for a couple hours early one day or something. But this way we can offer it twice and then.
Or just tell Julie and she can to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if you need to approve it or not. So I just thought I'd bring it to you.
I sent you a picture, but I don't know which phone I sent it to of the, when they were standing there.
Oh, yep. And I got one too. Okay. Oh, yep. Okay. Thank you.
So do we have to make a motion to approve this?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Training is training.
Training.
As long as you want it as mandatory. I mean,
I think that we should be. It doesn't hurt anything.
No, it's going to be an every other year thing.
Yep,
so
good.
Should we be here?
You guys can definitely come and sit in if you'd like. I mean, just to see what it's about. But I did send you that PowerPoint.
I would say you and Vicki should be for sure.
We're probably hanging out that day anyway.
And I scheduled it after election. Because he wanted to do it in September or October. I'm like, let's push it to after election. Then my auditor's office can all come. So.
Well, it's only 10 days after the election, so it's like a week.
There'll still be piles, won't there, Julie, at 10 days, yeah.
It's, like I said, it's only like probably an hour total, hour and a half total. So.
Glad remember I'll be there.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We do get some of that in our training as well.
I bet you do. You should.
And I'm working on an election annex. They requested that we do something like that in our preparedness plan for the courthouse. So
oh, yes.
I'm working on that too. So. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Jessica.
Auditor's office approval of the minutes. Everybody got a copy?
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
We're way ahead of schedule.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign. Julie, you got anything else?
No, I don't this week.
Any luck on finding anybody yet? You got any
just
interviews?
Just the applications I've sent you.
Let's see if we got some. Probably some good ones there, huh? Or not? Oh, okay. You know better than I do, so that's fine.
All right. Commission discussion. Pete?
We finally hired a driver at the VA, Dwayne Schweitzer. He's going to start shortly.
So will they be alternating weeks or day? What's their plan?
I'm not sure. We'll see.
Okay. Just curious.
He was on vacation, so I want to go up and meet with him and see what I want to talk to him about getting on the website, like, was sent out.
Oh, yeah, where they can.
That looks like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, you know, the driver's been scheduling the rides.
No, I think.
And I think now that we have a full-time assistant, it should come through the office.
I do, too. Then they don't need to sit there all day waiting for a phone call.
Yep.
Nothing.
Dewey was on vacation, so he's coming back this week, and then he'll see about starting. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
We didn't have any weed board meetings. The development corp is next week, so that's about all I got.
Okay. Sean?
Nothing. I haven't had a meeting yet. So.
Okay.
Social service will be, we move that to next week. Water board next week. Museum next week. Museum next week. So.
Busy week.
Yeah. Well, with the month starting on a Sunday, it's kind of like we're off sequence for all the meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cindy?
At City County Health, when I was at home last Wednesday, and I can't remember, that's when they were tearing my basement and stuff apart. So,
why?
We had broken pipe underneath the foundation.
Oh, lovely.
It was fun. It actually could have been so much worse, so knock on wood, it turned out fine. Bill and I met with Katie last week. Katie had sent me, and I forwarded it to Bill, a lengthy email, and I just didn't want to start answering it. It's her first budget season, just, you know, a little anxiety, and you know, we published four mills, and the expenses over there just, you know, keep escalating with all the vaccines and whatnot. They have done a fantastic job managing money. I think she told us all the nurses are 32 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We're trying to do that.
Yes. Right now,
we're not busy,
because it's not real busy with vaccinations and stuff. They'll have to all be back pulling their weight here in November, I suppose. But I think that's a nice move because they still get full-time benefits and it saves 8 hours off of, you know, nurses aren't overpaid, but they're highly paid, some of them.
They can live on their 32 hours?
Yeah.
And they're fine with it?
And they probably
and maybe
appreciate
if there's a single
the extra
mom
day
there,
off
maybe
the
not,
summer.
But
they pick up some more.
It's better than...
They don't always get a full day off. They might have to work 4 hours one day.
They're trying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a way to, and summer, what a nice time. I said, if someone would let me work 32 hours and keep all my benefits, maybe I'd keep working. I don't know. And then we've had long conversations and emails about the school nurse, and we'll probably be more involved in that in the future. Maybe not. Hopefully the health board can handle it by themselves. If not, we'll have to engage. The school nurse, they've requested for the school nurse to be there from 11 till 3?
It's so, 2, but sometimes it gets...
But I think they kind of would like them there longer.
Mm-hmm.
And the school is paying a set amount for nurses, and it's not even covering...
It's not even in the ball game.
Not even covering half of what it's costing City County Health. Not that we don't want to do school nursing, but we can't lose money.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if another school asks for a school nurse 5 hours a day and only wants to pay $16,000? I mean, it's not practical. So she wants Katie's conversation and email with Bill and I was that we let the health board try and deal with it, and just that we're aware, and if we have to engage, then we will. But it's her fear is what if the four mills doesn't cut it and they go over budget. Well, the bottom line for any department here that we give money to that's a city, that is a county department, we cover. But that's not what we hope to do. You know, the hope is that a budget is a working tool, and we hope that no one goes over. But for them, too, a lot of their vaccines come soon, and we don't start getting reimbursed for them until very end of the year. Right. And Rose is knocking it out of the park with that whole piece. But you can't hurt. It's like molasses in January when you're trying to get payment out of an insurance company, Medicare, Medicaid. Medicare is so god-awful complicated now. So anyway, that was our conversation, right?
Pretty much so.
Yeah.
But it was a good one.
It was a good to have the conversation. Katie, you know, first year budgeting and
she's on top of it.
I think she likes numbers more than Teresa did.
She's pretty good at it, I think.
She's very good, and Rose is very good.
She was a little nervous, but I think when we got all done, she was okay.
Yeah, I think she was so nervous about going over budget that, you know, that they'd have to lock the doors or fire people or something, and that's just not the case, so.
And I realize that we don't think we're intimidating, but they think we're intimidating, too.
Well, Bill and I tried. We laid back, had a cigarette, drinking a beer. How much more relaxed were we? Oh, that's right.
We haven't had one since.
We were at City County Health. No, we didn't. We had water and we didn't even, whatever the other stuff, vape. We didn't do nothing.
Okay. I'm sure not, because both of you guys don't, but there we go.
Otherwise, that's it. It's all yours, Vicki.
Well, I only had one meeting since we last met, and that was HUD Housing.
I was going up there.
Well, they had to evict somebody.
Ooh, that hurts.
No, they're very happy to see him leave. So
it's hard to do.
Yeah, I know. And it was very nerve-wracking for the girls to constantly see this person, even though they knew that he had to leave. So they were really nerved out, so... It was going to go to court, but he might have settled the day before. So they got, they're going to have a person in there as a resident who is going to kind of police the area, and they're going to pay him X amount of dollars or
stipend, just beyond
part of his rent to be there to kind of at nighttime when things kind of happen when the girls aren't there during the day. So I think that's kind of a good idea, and then we'd help him with his rent. So, other than that, the library is coming along. I didn't know if you knew that the library director is house burnt. And so,
oh, that's hers, huh?
I drove by it that morning, and I thought, yeah. I said to my, whose house is that? And I knew whose it was, but I didn't register right away.
Right, so.
Well, that's the one here a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Actually, it happened the night before our commission meeting, right. But I didn't know it at the time.
Straight west of...
Avis Richter's there?
Right, oh, over there. Yeah. I was thinking he only lived over there.
So she's living in a camper right now, so she was... having insurance people and all that stuff, so I don't really know what's going on with her house and stuff yet.
It's a funny deal. Avis' sister got up in the night and thought, okay, why is there smoke? And all of a sudden she realized, like, early in the morning, and all of a sudden she realized, she called Avis and they called 911, and...
Was she home, too?
Yeah, they were home.
Yeah, they were in their
house. His alarm was just getting ready to go off. I think someone told him at the lumber yard, because he leaves for... Jamestown, like at 7 or 6 or something.
It was like 6 o'clock or yeah. Right around there.
Heck of a deal.
I don't even think they know exactly how it started or anything. They were saying something about a wire not properly hooked up, correct. Not that they did it, they think it happened before.
Who had that house before?
Carrie Anderson. In the paddock.
Huh?
Was Carrie Anderson.
You might know.
Carrie Anderson.
What? That was that big gray one, isn't it?
Well, because of that fire.
That was Adam Fall that did most of the work.
That's it.
House.
I don't know. Well, we know, but we can't say.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm speculating anyway. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, if people are having problems with the library, let me know. But she's still coming to work. And
yeah, I contacted Red Cross for them, too, because they must have, you know, they had a camper, so.
Yeah. I think they're out with the kid.
Yeah, they're staying at one of the kids' place.
What's his name?
Wyatt's, I think.
Yeah.
But I just want you to be aware because, you know.
Well, we appreciate it. It's good to know that, you know, keep her in our thoughts, too.
Other than that, I haven't been to any meetings, so. Bill, your turn.
Well, I've had a few meetings this month, but most of them we talked about. We've been going over as far as the courthouse on how we can revamp. I think we got it all figured out at this point. We will end up moving the sheriff's department down onto first floor. And at one time we had Jessica in the office in the hallway across from the pop machine.
In the coat closet.
Yep, pretty much. Now she's come out of the closet, and we're going to move her up onto third floor.
Oh.
And Chris, did you get started moving on Friday like you thought?
I started on Friday.
Okay. So eventually the plan will be that Jess will be up on third floor. After talking with Pat, they kind of thought that extra room where she was going to be at would be more beneficial for them. We have some room, we can maneuver what we needed to do, and I think we got it all taken care of. Been a few battle scars along the way, but that's why we make the big money. So that's one part I think we got taken care of.
So where does that leave us with... Excuse me. Where does that leave us...
A little louder next time. I don't know that we completely caught that.
Where does that leave us, what? For space?
Huh?
For space?
Okay, so the sheriff's department has taken this corner.
Correct.
Who's in the other three?
They're moving, eligibility's moving into my office.
Yeah?
So you're moving upstairs.
I guess
so. So what's going to be in that corner?
Well, right now, social services in there still.
Yeah.
And some days there's less people, some days there's more people.
My question is, does social services still need all three corners?
Yes. That's what they said when they were...
Yeah, there. It's Manny on. I don't know. She was going to maybe listen.
Well, we're early. We're not in the department head meeting yet, so we maybe should hold
yeah.
on.
As far as I know, that they still have people and... I've stayed in touch with Mandy the whole time along
the line. How many people are working in this building, Sean, for social services? Do you know, right off the top of your head?
15.
They're here all the time?
No. That's what's... I believe there's three in all the... Two or three in eligibility. Well, that one... The one corner downstairs, they have offices, but usually not here. So, I mean, they... Come in and they're working.
In the southwest corner.
Yeah. Outreach or whatever. So yeah.
And in.
I think there's what, four in there? Five?
I think there was.
I want to say four, but I could be wrong. But she said it will get to the moment that everybody's probably going to have to come back. So they'll be here all the time. Is it
like. For eligibility.
Yeah, that was kind of the last conversation that I had with her last week. So,
I think we still need one more office for somebody, and I think that we're going to have to get one of them back.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we could keep Jess on first floor.
Well, it would have been nice.
Maybe something will open up in a... Other corners.
Well, at least if we keep her moving all the time, then she won't build up so much junk like she's got now down there hanging on the walls.
I don't have that much. It's just envious
you stuff.
That's not junk.
Envious you, huh?
Yeah.
Is that junk?
So, as of now, that's the plan.
When?
Well, Chris has already started to move. Then Jess will move up there.
And where's Chris moving? Down first floor?
You're moving to the other office right next to the courtroom, correct?
We have a small office
yeah. there. Okay.
Yes.
Where there's already somebody kind of occupying that part-time.
Yeah, we're going to share.
Yeah. You're going in that bigger one that we first looked at? In the farthest northwest.
Probably without too much construction. Obviously, Chris is on the move already. What about where Jess is going? Is everything, nothing? I'm talking.
Where's Jess going now?
Other than
the northwest corner upstairs.
Still over the northwest.
Yeah. Other than Shane helping her move stuff.
I think it's pretty much ready to go.
That one we have painted and carpeted. Yeah. I think we carpeted that one. That was.
What do you want to say?
It's not carpeted.
Okay.
But it's in good shape.
We did paint that one, I think, correct? I thought we painted that corner, so if we ever came up with a plan, it was ready to go.
But Jess,
yeah,
does it look painted?
But
I haven't been up there since I was up there with Bill and Matt. I haven't been up there for I don't know.
So I think for the most part that one.
So after all that happens, then the sheriff's department can start the process of whatever you
she's
guys.
She's gonna litter the walls in UND stuff anyway.
I am not.
Didn't you hear me just a second ago?
You totally missed.
If we keep her moving all the time, she can keep that clutter off there.
Oh. And then maybe the one you missed that one. The old carpet with green. No, that's not
so what?
And then as far as you guys, Pat, had come up with some kind of a scenario on how you gotta put stuff up in there to keep everybody whatever, correct?
Yeah, if you could give me a little more time just to help you guys with the decision as to why we would want to revamp the space to accommodate our office staff. Give me a couple weeks and I'll have you guys some reasons why we would want to probably do some construction in there that could be recouped by the rental savings anyways.
Time frame wise, are we thinking we by the end of the year we'd like all this settled down?
I'm hoping by December.
Well, depends on how much has to be done, I assume, and how much help we can get.
Well, it's only September now.
What world do you live in?
The real.
Yeah, the real world, but this is government.
And we could have snow in a month, so Shane.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, that was awful. Awful. People got that four-letter word coming out of their mouth.
That room in the basement we talked about? That was my recommendation in the basement.
I really don't like Jessica.
And I really struggled with you to get that to not happen, so.
I told her the old tunnel would work for an office.
City
board.
County Health kind of has Ray Nelson on retainer. Not that we have to use Ray, but I think most contractors are really busy. You'll have to decide what you want, who you want, but if it's going to be major construction, we could have our hands tied in timing. That's all I was thinking. And maybe Shane and the guys can do it. We don't know the extent yet, so.
2 weeks, okay.
I don't think so.
I said the 1st of December.
I know, but he had 2 weeks to make his plan.
And Cindy didn't chew you out.
For what?
Oh.
What are we waiting on? How many people yet?
Well,
it's only 8:30.
Yeah,
we've got 15 minutes yet. Do we want to start early?
No.
I don't think
we should wait until everybody gets here.
Well, do we want to take a break then?
It's happened. The winter show, anything?
Had a horse show up there this last weekend.
What was it? Quarters?
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot.
And then this coming weekend is a big derby.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised by it.
This isn't their big one, though.
Yeah, it was really small. The winter show, when the big one, they still can use the parking lot. It's kind of a dicey subject.
Well, I see that's put on hold till next year anyway.
So, if it happens then.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna. The current economic situation, I don't think it's going to happen.
And all the pushback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The announcement was premature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way too early. People riled up.
Do they have security and everything, I assume, for the derby?
That's all there, baby.
the organization must...
But I mean, they must have contacted the sheriff's department, I'm sure.
I think they've contacted... Have you been contacted by somebody of the Derby Association? I'm guessing.
The police department was. It's an in-town event. And then
I mean, they're Johnny on the spot.
Good dog.
Insurance, this, and they got it all.
Better to pick up callers.
Yeah.
I've got
the weather people on. Going to be calling me if anything comes up that they need to evacuate for.
It's supposed to be nice this weekend. Cool.
Yeah, it is. But you never know.
The upper
first one's Friday night at 5:30, and then the second one, I think, is one on Saturday.
I didn't realize there were two. Mike told me that yesterday.
Yeah. And then there's a dance or a band afterwards.
That derby? Two? There's one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 2 days. That's right.
So what do you think of her progress of when you drove by?
Cleaning the yard. Looks good. What are you going to do with your dad's tractor?
We sold all that sold.
Oh.
We were a part of that integrity auction, and the guy now has colon cancer and he's having treatments.
What about his dragon wagon?
We're keeping that.
Yeah.
We're moving it on the cement. The engine's out, so it's going to be a little easier to move, but we're just going to move it onto the cement slab where his old shop was. And so we got gravel there to finish the driveway.
You look good. You've done a lot of work.
Oh, grace.
Is it all cleaned up now?
No, we got one. Mike said, you suppose our building's still standing? There's this little round roof tin on concrete sides. And Mike, he thought he'd take the tin off and we may put another building. One stick. Mike said, those rafters, that'll never fall. It's some special rafter in lumberyard terms. I thought, if it don't fall today, it ain't gonna, because it is straight out of the south pushing.
So the tin is off of it now?
Not yet. Oh. He wants to take the tin off. That's the last one for demolition.
Oh.
And he was cutting trees, and we have a big metal round roof. He's going to re-screw a lot of the metal, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a nice place that, for storage.
Yeah.
And then the big shop is where we have everything we're going to keep. We can go through slowly as time goes on. So... But I'm so frustrated because that integrity auction, there's so much crap still sitting there now. Mike's had three people drive by and want to buy that push blade. And they're offering him more than we got on the auction. But we've already been paid from the auction people. And there it sits.
But there was no time limit on any of that?
Yes, 30 days. The guy has cancer, you got to cut him. But he bought all the used buses from the school, too. So it's going to be several trips, and he's going, way up north somewhere. So.
What's that little yellow tractor?
That's Jack Erbil's.
Oh, that's not sold yet then?
People have offered him what he wanted for it. It didn't hit the hold price on the auction. You know, I guess I'm going to keep it. I told Mike,
tell him,
get it out of here. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it back in the pole barn, and the birds can just shit on it.
What is it?
What is it?
Moline or something?
It's yellow. I'd say it's an old case, maybe. Like a 500 or 400 case. Maybe.
He's Jack Earl. But Dad fixed it, painted
it.
Dan started it and put it there. And he wanted 1,000. People offered him 1,000.
That's what he wanted, but he won't take it?
So is he going to remove it from your...
He wants 1,000 because that's what I charge him. My dad died without leaving me any information. So I said, I'm charging you $500 labor. I knew the parts were about 500.
Mm-hmm.
Dad worked on it for years. I swear to God, it's been on my farm for 10 years.
So you're going to charge him rent then?
I should. My luck, something will happen to it. And then it's...
Yeah, I know, right?
The tree will blow on it today in the wind.
So. Yeah, probably. No, there's no trees left. Some lilac bushes.
Well, shouldn't he take it off your property?
Yes.
He has?
I should deliver it down to his trailer house down here.
Yeah. Take it out with all his other stuff out there.
I should. And it's sad because it runs. People would love to have it.
$1,000 ain't much. If that's all he wants is $1,000, that ain't much.
Mark Korf offered him that. No, no, no.
But you can't,
well,
you can't
keep
buy
at,
nothing
keep it
from
at your
out
place.
There.
Huh?
You can't buy nothing off of his out there.
Oh, I know.
Well, then
he's going to get off the property.
Well, he has to. He's in the lumberyard more than I see him here. I told him that. I said, Jack, the building that is, it was in that building that's falling out. It's, the building is about to fall. You got to take it? Yeah. I suppose he's got no way to move it.
If it runs, he can drive it.
Hell, will drive. Maybe I'll drive it to town. We got a trailer load of metal, but I guess they weren't open on Saturday.
West End, is that where you still take it?
Huh?
West End.
I got a big pile of
them. We got several more loads, but they're smaller loads, so.
Is that in park board meeting at 6:45 or is it 7?
I don't know, I said 6:45 and I never heard
nobody answer. So
was that supposed to be today?
No, it's coming.
No, next week or next time.
17th.
Jeremy, good numbers this morning.
What's happening September 18th? I have it circled.
What?
What's happening September 18th? I have it circled.
That's Jessica's deal.
What? No.
No.
I know.
That's Wednesday, September 16th at 6 p.m.
No, no. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a budget.
I'll tell Bill.
Budget meeting or something.
Budget. Bill, I know it's early, but can Jeremy give his update? He's got to get back up to the jail.
I don't know. We don't have to, know.
Yeah. You'll be first, Jeremy.
You want me to shut it off and then turn it back on for
6 p.m.
Right, we don't need to have a department meeting on.
I think I just let it run normally. But whatever.
Whatever we normally do, but we don't have to record it.
No. We also don't need to have...